The world in which we have been born is called the unforgetting world because beings born in this world never forget their desirous attachment, which causes them endless suffering. They also experience great suffering from anger, wrong view, and other delusions. Most beings in this world generally have very rough, uncontrolled minds and naturally engage in many harmful actions. As a result, they experience immense suffering with many problems and difficulties. When Buddha generated bodhicitta, he made a special prayer, promising to work for the benefit of all living beings in this unforgetting world who are experiencing terrible suffering, and he promised to guide them along the path to enlightenment. So we're going to hear about how this happened. His story. Many thousands of eons ago, when Buddha Yungten Taiye appeared, there lived a Chakravatin king called Yulkerkyun. Chakravatin kings are very powerful, each reigning over an entire world. So, when Yulkerkyun's ministers began to search for a suitable wife for him, 1,000 rich families immediately requested the king to accept their most beautiful and intelligent daughter. The king solved the problem of choosing which one by accepting all the daughters as his wives. So we don't need to worry, not actual wives, just imputation. Not long after, each wife gave birth to a son. So that's 1,000 sons. Again, mere imputation. The fourth son, Gyatso Dul, was one of the previous reincarnations of Buddha Shakyamuni. Later, when these 1,000 sons had grown up, they all gathered at the place where Buddha Yungten Taiye was living, and each day for many months they made extensive offerings to him, thereby accumulating great merit. Then, in front of this Buddha, the 1,000 princes, the sons, generated bodhicitta in front of Buddha Yungten Taiye. They promised to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings. Through his clairvoyance, Buddha Yungten Taiye predicted that the 1,000 bodhisattva princes would soon become Buddhas. Many eons in the future will be an eon called the fortunate eon. During this eon, these 1,000 Buddhas will appear in the world, and by performing the 12 deeds, they will lead countless living beings to the state of enlightenment, he predicted. At that time, the fourth son, Gyatso Dul, chose to work specifically for the benefit of all beings in this unforgetting world. This means that Buddha Shakyamuni himself, he chose to benefit our world, the unforgetting world, whereas his brothers, the other bodhisattvas, chose other worlds. How kind he is to us. As predicted in the holy scriptures, these 1,000 Buddhas will appear during this present great eon and perform the 12 principal deeds of a Buddha. Each of them will lead countless beings in this eon to the attainment of permanent outer and inner peace. This is why this present eon is called the Fortunate Aeon. Buddha Shakyamuni is the fourth of these Buddhas, and Buddha Maitreya will be the fifth. According to predictions in the holy scriptures, the doctrine of the fourth Buddha, the present Buddha Dharma, will remain in this world for 5,000 years. It will then disappear, and a spiritual darkness will cover the world. No one will have the opportunity to hear or practice the spiritual path that leads to the peace of liberation and enlightenment. During this time, anger, wrong views, and delusions will greatly increase, and human beings will become more rough and uncontrolled. Our environment will become increasingly polluted, and it will be impossible to find pure water, air, and food. Pure food. As a result, incurable diseases will spread throughout the world, and the physical and mental health of human beings will get progressively worse. The potential for war will increase everywhere. It is predicted this dark age will continue for millions of years, gradually becoming more and more degenerate until the human realm is little better than the hell realm. But then, through the power of Buddha Maitreya's previous prayers and promises, his human emanations will appear throughout the world and will teach human beings to control their anger, to control their delusions, to maintain peace of mind, and especially to develop respect, affectionate love, and compassion for one another. Through putting these teachings into practice, the physical, verbal, and mental behavior of human beings will improve, and as a result, their problems and suffering will gradually diminish. This gradual improvement in their minds, lives, and world will continue for millions of years until the human world will resemble a heaven. There will be no pollution, no disease, no poverty, no fighting, no natural disasters. Human beings will be like the beings in the God realms. In this golden age, Buddha Maitreya himself will appear in this world, and he will perform the 12 principal deeds of a Buddha. He will, 1. Descend from Tushita Pure Land heaven to the human realm. 2. Enter a human mother's womb. 3. Take birth as a human child. 4. Be highly educated and master youthful skills and sports. 5. Enjoy various objects of desire with a wife and retinue. 6. Take ordination. 7. Engage in meditation retreats. 8. Enter deep meditation under the holy Naga tree at Bodh Gaya. So Venerable Geshe-la explains to us, real Bodh Gaya is Pure Land, the Vajra seat. It is Buddha's union of great bliss and emptiness. So, not what we might call Bodh Gaya. Ordinary Bodh Gaya is the appearance of an impure mind. 9. Defeat the hosts of Maras. 10. Show the attainment of enlightenment. 11. Turn the wheel of Dharma. 12. Show the manner of passing away. Buddha Maitreya's doctrine or dharma will remain in this world for 60,000 years. Through such stories, we can gain a basic understanding of how Buddhas benefit living beings.